Hello everyone, this is Brittany Prince's podcast. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, but you know, sometimes you need to take some time for you, and I had to take some time for healing, personal, but now I'm better and I'm back than ever before, and I'm just going to be talking to you guys today about being a true worshiper. In John 4, 24 through 25, it talks about how God is looking for people who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, I think the people that worship Him in spirit and in truth are the people that can worship God when there's chaos in their lives, because let's be honest, as Christians, sometimes we think that there will not be chaos in our lives. But here's the thing, we're misunderstanding what the scriptures say if we don't understand that God did not promise us that there would not be chaos, that there would not be trials in our own lives. But He did tell us to be of good joy. And the only way we can stay at joy is staying in communication with God in the midst of our struggle. Because when we're in communicating with God, we are guaranteed to find success and victory through the struggle. Now, what makes the makeup of a true worshiper? I really believe the difficulties separate the true worshipers from the fake worshipers. What I mean by that is anybody can call themselves a worshiper when everything is going the way they want and they don't have an opposition. They don't have these obstacles that they're dealing with. But the moment you start facing opposition and your immediate response to that situation determines whether or not you're a worshiper. So when you're going through a storm, an obstacle or whatever, your immediate response to that determines if you're a true worshiper. And it also determines whether or not you get the victory. If you don't worship, you ain't gonna get victory in the midst of your struggle. And we all have struggles and we all make mistakes, but it's really not a mistake if you can move forward from the mistake. Okay. I've got a few more points and then I'm gonna close here. But worship should always be developed out of a trial. Because like I said, anybody can worship God when everything is going wonderful. But I believe with anything, your worship should get intense when you're going through a struggle. And I think too often than not, we get lazy when we go through a struggle. We get spiritually lazy. And I'm telling you, when you go through a struggle, that's not to be spiritually lazy and get spiritually sick. That's a time to be spiritually alert and realize that when you're going through an opposition, the least thing that you want to do is to worship, but that's the most necessary thing for you to do. Because think about it, if you don't worship, how will you be sensitive to God in the midst of your storm? You can't be. Because worship is a heart. It's a heart mindset. Worship is, yes, I'm in the storm, but I'm going to praise God through the storm. It's praising God as if you already have the victory. True worshipers realize that they may be going through something, but they can still worship God and seek Him out through whatever it is they're going through. I'm not saying these people don't have flaws or whatever. Don't misunderstand me. We all have flaws. We all have things, areas where we need to work on a daily basis. What I'm saying is these type of people, they run to God no matter what their problem is or situation. And because of that, the Lord delivers them from their situation. Your trial is a test of your faith. It's a test of your righteousness. And when you don't worship, you're showing God that you don't trust Him in the midst of your storm. I'm going to say that again. Your trial is a test of your faith. And if you don't worship God in the midst of your storm, you're showing God that you actually don't trust Him. And that is an insult to God, especially if you call yourself a Christian. Because if we call ourselves a Christian, we need to be living the lifestyle of worship. Not just when things are going good. And not just when things are going bad. There has to be a complete devotion to worship. A complete devotion to seeking God out. Because if it's not a devotion, you're just worshiping God just because that's what you were taught in school. Sunday school or whatever. But that's not the case. Worship has to start from brokenness. It always, 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 always needs to start there, because I believe when it starts there, it reveals the most wrongness of you. And I'm telling you this, you cannot have healing if you ain't raw with God. Some of you need to be raw with God tonight. When you're raw with God, He's going to heal your soul. Love you.